Get Up. That's right. With Cliffo and Gabby. Turn up your radio on Hit 103.1.
You heard this before. Really old.
Not something
you'd
normally play.
No. But topical today. It's called Crocodile Rock. And a guy called Tony Parker was doing the Crocodile Rock yesterday. He works at Ray White Commercial in the city, rocked up to work. There was a croc there on his doorstep.
This is absolutely ludicrous.
It's insane. Like, it's a only in North Queensland kind of story.
Right.
Tony's on the phone right now. Tony, this would have been a first for you, mate.
Cliffo, yeah, mate. Yeah, it was quite a shock, mate. At 5 o'clock yesterday morning, it was, I nearly run over it. I had to make a snappy decision. Pardon that pun, but not to run over it, mate. It was pitch black and, mate, I thought it was a stick as usual when you're riding a bike. You've got to keep your eye out for things on the road. And then I thought, I think that was a bloody crocodile. And I turned around and sure enough it was, yeah.
So if you weren't awake yet, you definitely were after that.
Yeah. It sort of got my heart racing a bit. Yeah, it was a pretty cold morning and it got me warmed up real quick.
How big was it? Like 40,
50? 55 centimetres, yeah, I actually measured it.
Centimetres,
okay. It's only a little bubba, though.
Yeah, only a little freshy, but it's still very surprising to see. Yeah.
So, how did, like, he was dead, which is sucks, it's sad.
Yeah, well, I wasn't how quite did he sure. Get there? It was a bloody nippy morning. You know, sorry about that. It was a nippy morning.
Bad puns!
It was just, crocodiles sit out and try to get warm so they can move, you know. So, I was a bit apprehensive to touch it, but then when I came back, I left it. So I left it, and then I come back, it was still there. I thought, well, it must be dead. So I sort of gave it a real quick prod from a distance, like a scared little person. And it never budged, so I thought, oh, well, it must be dead. So I grabbed it, and it went from there.
So how do you think it got there?
Oh, well, it wasn't damaged at all, and it had a little bit of blood coming out of its mouth. But apparently birds drop them from heights to... So I don't think it would have walked there. I don't know, you know.
Just walking through town?
It died of natural causes. I don't know. So I gave it to the Queensland Museum, so they may have a look at it, I don't know.
Interesting. All right. Well, imagine that, rocking up to work in the city, because you guys are on Sturt Street, is that right?
Yeah.
Like, rocking up right there in the middle of the city, and a bloody crocodile right there on your front doorstep. Crazy.
Yeah, it was very unusual, I must admit.
So. And that's also very handy to know what to do with it. If you do find one, give it to the museum. Like, I don't know what I'd do. Probably take it home, put it in the backyard, scare off the other birds.
Yeah, it's going to start smelling and throw it in the freezer. What do you do, throw it in the freezer at home? Or
Turn it into a purse.
No, imagine if you put it in the freezer and the wife got home or something. Woo!
Yeah, that is... get them jumping.
You want to marinate them before you put them in the freezer, usually.
So,
you know what I mean?
So I did have a little bit of fun when we took it back into work, you know, obviously, and then I took it to, one of the ladies nearly jumped in her drawer, actually.
That's awful.
Oh, so good. From Ray White Commercial on Sturt Street. Tony Parker, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Cliffo. Cheers.
Get Up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
When I read you the title of this article, I want your feedback. I want to know how you feel about this. You ready?
Yeah, hit me.
Pregnant woman says husband is forcing her to have his parents in the delivery room.
Leave him. Leave that man. He's got mummy issues. It's not even her parents.
What?
So it's the husband is insisting that his parents.
Yes!
So the woman giving birth, her in-laws, he's insisting they're in the delivery room.
Yeah. So she was on like Mumsnet or whatever, the mama blogger site thing, asking for advice because she's like, look, I'm pregnant. My husband wants his parents there. But she's like, the delivery room's not a place for social gathering. But he's like, it's their grandchild too. They should be there for this life coming into the world. Like, it's a big family affair. We should all be there to celebrate. It's like, yeah, you can celebrate in the waiting room.
That's right.
I found this really kind of confronting because this is her body that is on display while this child is coming out of a very private area. You don't want your in-laws seeing that side of you.
Can I just put it out there? And I don't know, this might not make me popular with men, but like, I believe a woman giving birth calls the shots.
Agreed.
What she says goes. If she says it's going to make me more comfortable if you dance to Justin Bieber's Baby while wearing a dress and hopping on one foot, That's what you do. She's squeezing a human life form out of her body.
Yeah.
If she says she doesn't want her in-laws in there, guess what? They're not going in there.
Totally. Yeah, it's totally up to the woman that is giving birth, I think. Oh, but, you know, it's a conversation you can have. And if you wanted someone in there, you ask. You don't tell. Or you just, you know, kind of hint at it. Maybe don't even ask because that's just going to end in tears as well. But if that were me, like me and my partner, that's it. But when, like my sister, for instance, she was going to be a single mum. And so she asked me to be in the room with her.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And so I was her support system. Yeah. And then my mum was there as well because at least mum knew what to expect. I had no idea.
Newsflash, she asked you.
Exactly.
No one else did. You know?
Exactly. And in the like the moments of actually giving birth, she couldn't care less who the hell was in that room because she was so distracted by what was happening that she did not give a damn. But in the lead up to, that's when she made the decisions as to who should and should not be in that room while she was giving birth.
Look, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Delivery room rules.
Yeah.
What were they in your case? Or just do you have an opinion on this? I mean, there'd be a lot of women listening. There'd be a lot of men listening who are going to be, you know, planning on being fathers, who are fathers one day, that kind of thing. What are the rules around the delivery room?
Well, who should be in there? Like, who did you have in your delivery room while you were having a baby?
There was three members of our family in the delivery room. Me, my wife, and the child that was coming out of my wife.
Yeah.
That was it.
Sometimes I understand a woman wanting their mother in there with her.
Yeah.
Like, I get that because I'd want my mum's been through it. She knows what to expect. She can kind of talk you through it.
Yeah.
I've never been through it before, so that would be like a really scary thing.
I guess it depends on the woman too. Like,
totally.
My wife couldn't have her guest list any shorter. Like, I'm lucky I made the choice. You know what I mean? Rach is here, mate. What was your delivery room rules?
It's just me and my husband. That's all that's going to be in there.
Are you pregnant at the moment?
No, I had one 13 months ago.
Uh-huh. And so you just had your hubby in there, that's it? No mother-in-law helping you through?
No, no mother-in-law, no father-in-law, not even my mum. I didn't want anyone else except my husband.
Yeah, cool. Cool.
I think it's going to be a familiar story. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, what's your rules for the delivery room?
Definitely the person giving birth rules.
Yes.
But in saying that, I'm a very relaxed person giving birth, so I actually did have my mother-in-law in there as well as my mum, my sister, my husband. So,
wow.
Yeah. Now, why? Did that make you feel more comfortable?
I'm not sure. I've had three kids and all three times they've all been there with me. So,
and you just don't care?
No, I have a very close relationship with those four, obviously. So, yeah.
That's, you know,
but
that's
it's definitely
good.
Not my husband would never force anyone in there that I didn't want, though.
Yeah.
So it's your rule. So the woman giving birth is the one who makes the rules, but you're pretty laxy. I was like, yeah, come on in. Have a look.
That's
see
right.
How it goes. Yeah. Hold my hand. Yeah. Whatevs.
Take a photo. Post it on Facebook. Oh, wait, maybe stop there.
Maybe don't do that.
13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Tiffany,
what do you reckon? What are the rules?
Well, I had, for my first one, I had my mother-in-law and my mum and my husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For my second one, I had my mother-in-law, my mum, my sister-in-law, and no husband.
Jeez. Oh, wow. Okay, so you flicked the husband.
Oh, no, he was away with the army at the time.
Oh, okay. Right. So he wasn't banned to the waiting room, like he didn't faint during the first one or something and so got the cut.
No, he had a bit of my gas and he was more happy than I was.
Yeah. I like how you're, like, inviting more and more people each baby. Like, soon you're going to be selling tickets.
Oh, yeah, basically. You know, it's a family event, you know. Everyone's welcome.
Standing room only.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Whenever we have guests come into the studio, Gabby, they've got to have their photo taken, like, for their security clearance. And that one, to me, looks like a mugshot, I reckon. Ladies and gentlemen, King Social in the studio.
Welcome.
What the hell?
God. We love a bit of live music around the region, and you guys are going to be performing very soon at the Ville for Live on the Lawn, which is really exciting. The first of the series that they're doing there at the Ville. How do you guys feel about it?
Super excited.
That couldn't have sounded any more monotone. No, we are very, very excited. It's our first gig in Townsville this year, actually. We've been touring a little bit, particularly the end of last year. And during that tour, we got to play with an amazing band out of Adelaide called Wanderers, and they're actually coming up.
Hey, Dusty!
Dusty is...
Bit of a bromance going on.
Jason's love of his life.
Love of his life is coming up from Adelaide. We play with these guys in Melbourne and at King Island. They're phenomenal musicians, but really good guys, and we're really looking forward to playing with them.
Jason, come close to this microphone. Can we just delve deeper into this bromance? Because it's clear that this is brewing. Who's this dusty guy from the Wanderers who's playing with you guys?
This is Dusty Lee Stevenson from Adelaide.
What star sign is he?
Oh, I don't know that much.
We enjoy long walks on the beach.
Amazing musician. Hey, he can play just about any song. He's a real big Beatles fan, plays a lot of Beatles. Wow. Used to be in a cover band playing Beatles stuff. And yeah, at King Island, he just, you know, stole the light, really.
Does he know you exist?
Stole the light from Jason.
So is he going to steal the spotlight at this gig then? Is that what's going
to
happen?
Oh, look, we're more than happy to allow Dusty's moment to shine. When he's on stage, it doesn't matter who he's playing with either. He's pretty good at ad-libbing. But, yeah, they're a great band, so we're super psyched to play with them.
That's really cool.
I love the photo shoot that you guys did for this gig that's happening at the Ville. You guys all had to hop in the brand-new pool. And that was, like, 2 weeks ago when we went through that crazy cold snap.
First thing in the morning.
Angus, were certain things shrinking that, you know, aren't supposed to?
I was looking at his head, and just his ego.
My head.
Certainly my head.
I wish.
Did you guys get to sit at the swim-up bar? The splash bar?
Yeah, we got to experience it a little bit. No cocktails were had that morning. We all had to go to work afterwards. But no, it's phenomenal what they've done there. As you said, 2 weeks ago, there was a cold snap. June, July in Townsville, I think everyone can agree, is the most beautiful time in Townsville, North Queensland. So if you have a Sunday sesh live on the lawn at the Ville, it couldn't have been any better planned.
Mm. Well, especially because it's the public holiday Monday after your gig, because it's a show holiday, so no one has to worry about sore heads at work the next day.
What's the actual date of it? Does anyone know? The Sunday, the
1st of July.
1st of July, that's easy to remember. Yep. Isn't that Independence Day? Is that July 1?
No, that's 4th. 4th of July. So close.
And
you've got to be in America for that one.
Sorry about that.
1st of July is actually Firecracker Night in the Northern Territory. Best day of the year for a Territorian.
Brush the territory, go to the Ville.
That's right. We're not plugging any other event on the 1st of July. We always love having you guys in. We love a bit of live music, particularly on an R&B Friday. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, and by that I mean the band themselves, put your hands together for King Social playing live right now for us. R&B Friday.
I'm a better man, lyrically stepping ahead. Every competitor better get it together. Ready or not, my machete pen's ready to drop. Gang on these talking little suckers who struggle a bit. Hell, your pink teddy bear will piss in a puddle. Wishing someone will listen, you're missing a piece of the puzzle. Couple of brain cells short of a dumb shit. Hi-hat, snare kick, short of a drum kit. The Northern Ormans are the fours that are coming. But hurry, don't get it distorted off the cause you're plumbing. Stole the torch and I'm running. F the laws, lock the doors and I'm coming. I'm giving a fork, trimming a board, cause I'm loving to go. You're not important, you're talking all out of order. You ought to be taking orders. The thought of you makes me nauseous. You best be cautious when you're speaking to me. Hip-hop's lyrical bladder was now releasing to me. It's me. Let's do it.
Yeah.
amazing. That's so great. Kick Social. Look, you guys, I mean, you know, you're pretty much a Townsville institution these days. And to open up, like, the Ville, like, to do the first live performance, it's got to be a real thrill for you guys. So I guess you'd encourage everyone to get out, pay their $25 for those GA tickets. And what did you say, Angus? Some people are going to be upgraded as well for nothing.
There's a wild card upgrade. So, buy your general admission now. There'll be a wild card. There's a few wild upgrades. Wild upgrades.
They sound great.
That is willy-nilly.
I want a wild upgrade.
On the deck, there's only 150. They're sold out already, so there's a chance you might get upgraded to VIP. But you got to get in before the end of next week, I think it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like
that. And definitely do it because the upgrade is on the deck of the pool. It's going to be spectacular. Like, no matter where you are, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
but you want to be on the deck.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Well, it's always a full studio when you guys come in, and we do love it. And you're going to love these guys on stage, live on the lawn at the Ville. Get those tickets now. Like we said, GA is just $25. TECC.net.au is the place to go. Or as Costa said before, just go on the computer and type it in. It'll pop up.
Live on the lawn, Townsville.
Google is a thing.
Then delete your history afterwards.
Wise advice. King Social, everyone. Thanks, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.